I'm joined now by a well-known young RNIB connector. Stephen Sutherland is 23 years old and is currently fundraising for a trip to Durban in South Africa. Stephen joins me now. Hello, Stephen.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yes, I'm very well.
So, Stephen, tell us about this fundraising project in South Africa you're involved with.
So I was recently introduced to an organisation called Crossing Countries. I was introduced by an RNIB employee over in Edinburgh. His name is Daniel Meikle. RNIB have known for a while that I've been trying to do some work with disabled people over in South Africa or Africa in general. And this opportunity was brought to Daniel's attention, who then passed that over to me. And I looked through the information that was presented to me and thought that it'd be a really good opportunity, and I couldn't say no.
So what are some of the things you'll be doing with the children?
My main aim would be to try and break down stigmas and negative mental barriers related to disability, and probably more specifically sight loss. Also to try and educate children about what they could do regardless of living life with a disability, and provide them with any of RNIB's spare resources such as symbol canes, guide canes, magnifiers, anything that can help them. The most basic technology that we have would be like really good for people who are in a community that's very limited with resources and money, as well as access to health centres as well.
So you're going to take these things with you?
That's the plan, yes. I am going to get back in touch with RNIB and Hillside nearer the time and see what's available, and hopefully we can take over some provisions.
So when is it you leave?
The date for now is the 16th of July, and we hope to return round about the 6th or 7th of August. Crossing Countries team are still working on arranging some of the finer details.
And you're fundraising at the moment, Stephen, to meet that target?
Yeah, so my fundraising target is £1,900. It's quite a high target to make in such a small period of time. I've recently been told that I am going to make my first target of 950, which is due on the 30th of April. I was almost, at the very beginning, I was actually quite concerned about the target in itself. I was like, how am I going to raise that type of money? It's a big task, but managed to do it, surprised myself once again, and it's going really good so far, which I'm really pleased about.
What are some of the things you'll be doing to meet the target?
To meet the target, one of the things I'm personally going to be doing is doing a sponsored swim, which the date has been confirmed for 31st of May, and between now and then I'll be looking to get some sponsorship for that. I also have two friends who are doing a half marathon, which they're currently looking into, and I've got my brother's girlfriend who's a school teacher helping out in the school, and the school children are also helping raise some money through some of the fundraising activities they're doing, which is really good for them because they're actually doing some South Africa related work within their school curriculum anyway, so that fits in really nicely.
Now, what makes this such a tough challenge is, I believe, Stephen, you have a heart condition.
So the swimming for me is going to be a challenge purely because of my heart condition. I've got a heart condition known as VSD, which stands for ventricular septal defect, if there's any medics out there.
Now, the catalyst for this was a stroke when you were an infant, I believe.
Yeah, so the byproduct of a stroke, which was really unfortunate.
What age were you when that happened, Stephen?
It's estimated I was around about 6 months old during my heart operation that this stroke took place. And so because of the stroke, I lost a lot of eyesight as well as reduced ability of my left side, which makes swimming that little bit more challenging. Unfortunately, my peripheral vision is diminished quite a bit, and my central vision is sort of just colour and shape. There's no details of anything, which can be a challenge.
What do you use for an aid?
I've actually managed to go the majority of my life without any, mostly because I didn't have any help growing up with living with sight loss. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about RNIB until a much older age, so I just naturally adapted to living with the sight that I had. To say that I didn't have any problems would be far from the truth. I did have problems of adapting to it. School wasn't so easy purely because of the lack of help.
This is a mainstream school?
It was a mainstream school, yeah. It was actually in Linwood High School, and there wasn't enough support there with technology. Yeah. And I don't think there was enough awareness there for the teachers either. And so as a result, my education wasn't great. And I grew up playing drums. I was always really keen on playing drum kit. And by the time I got to fourth year of high school, I basically just gave up because the confidence level had went down because I was getting pressured into trying to read music. But when you're sitting on a drum kit and you've got a wee stand there with an A4 sheet of paper that's got minute sort of music notes on it, it's impossible.
Do you read Braille?
I don't read Braille, no. I've heard that's a language within itself. Really difficult one to learn.
Yeah, not so many young people in the UK seem to be learning Braille these days. Although, I'll need to share with you, Stephen, I interviewed a German lady the other day who told me a really funny joke. She's a blind lady and she told me, what's the one thing sighted people can't do that blind people can? And the answer was, read and write in the dark, obviously down to using Braille. Braille reader, I thought it was really funny.
Yeah. That's actually really good, I like that one.
Now, obviously, the work in Durban is with the charity Crossing Countries, but you're also heavily involved with our own charity, Stephen, aren't you, RNIB? What is it you do there?
As you mentioned at the beginning, I am one of the lead connectors in Scotland. And what we do with RNIB Connect, which is RNIB's new ethos, philosophy, if you will, the way they want to work, they're based everything around Connect. Connect is to essentially help people get from isolated situations where they feel they're not getting social opportunities or struggling to get into work or struggling to deal with sight loss, or the mentality of living with sight loss, trying to adapt to the physical realm of living with sight loss can be challenging. So Connect is there for people to come together, share experiences, meet new people, socialise and learn from each other, and to try and make life that little bit easier. There are different ways that you can be involved with Connect. You don't always necessarily have to be coming out and physically meeting with people. You could join in with Connect phone calls, which happen all over the UK, mostly run through Niall McMurtry, who's based in Newcastle. But Scotland also have this area of connection as well. You can simply just sign up for the Connect magazine, which is a really good way of just keeping up to date with what is happening with Connect and what people are doing and services RNIB provide. And so there's a multitude of different ways you can keep in contact, social media. If you're a fan of that, then that's another way of doing it as well.
Now, Stephen, you obviously enjoy helping people with your volunteering, but it's also been very therapeutic to you as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, so the whole reason for me getting involved with Connect was because I personally had been in that situation of sitting around the house for a long period of time. It was roughly about 2 years, and the kind of mental impact that had wasn't all that good. And I still today fear of going back to that situation. It was horrible. And so I try and do as much as I can on a weekly basis to keep myself busy with being involved with Connect and helping others to become more active in the community and do whatever it is that they're looking to do. I've been fortunate enough to be able to do this all over the UK, which has been fantastic over the past sort of 2 years or so. And I've met some incredible people and different organisations. So I was down in Wales and met with UCAN, who are an organisation based around sight loss. They promote sight loss through theatre, music and drama, and they do some fantastic work as well.
Have you surprised yourself how much you've been able to take on and what that's done for your confidence?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Currently doing, I would say, maybe 3 different projects, and all of them are very time consuming, but that's exactly what I've been looking for a long, long time, is just to be constantly busy on a daily basis. So it feels like I'm in a full-time job. What that's did for my CV as well has been great, and experience, and as you mentioned, confidence. It's been absolutely fantastic.
Now, these aren't the only projects you've been involved in, Stephen. A little birdie has been telling me you've also visited North America as well.
Yeah, I went to Washington, D.C., New York, Philadelphia and Baltimore as part of a US exchange program under the Joe Cox Foundation. Joe Cox was an MP in London, and unfortunately she was killed by a right-wing extremist.
How did you get involved with it then, Stephen?
So I got involved through my role as an MSYP, which is a member of Scottish Youth Parliament. And I seen the advert through one of my emails and read you could go to America and learn from numerous different organisations. It was a lot. And so I had a look through it and decided to apply. There was 400 applicants and only 20 people selected, so that made getting chosen a real difficult part. The interview was challenging as well, but even more so, there was only like 10 from the age bracket of 18 to 25, so it was amazing to be chosen. But everybody on that programme didn't think they were actually going to get on it,
okay.
Which was amazing.
A surprise then?
Yeah, it was. It was a huge surprise to everyone, purely because of the demand. We were all known as US young leaders. So I was fortunate enough to be chosen and went to visit a number of different organisations. We were just basically listening to what they do and how they help people in their communities, as well as sharing information on what we do and how we help in the UK, and trying to see what works best and what doesn't, and helping each other. So it's like social cohesion type of networking.
What do you do in your downtime, Stephen?
I don't really have that much, to be quite honest with you. I constantly try and keep up to date with everything that I'm doing in terms of my volunteering. So I pretty much just constantly focus on my fundraising or my RNIB Connect work or being an MSYP or something. I'm always trying to do something. I'm out most of the hours during the day, and by the time I go home, I pretty much just get something to go to sleep.
So what does the future hold for you, Stephen? What have you got lined up next as an RNIB Connector?
So I'm actually working in partnership with RNIB Connect as part of my US work, and I'm doing a public speaking course. The reason why that came about is, as a part of the US trip that I went on, we were asked to come back and implement a project in our hometown. So I was thinking, what would benefit people with sight loss? What have I been hearing a lot of? And one thing I heard was public speaking. So I decided to put together a plan to make this happen. And so I'm now currently working in partnership with RNIB and the Glasgow Speakers Club, who are based in the Glasgow City Chambers.
Okay.
We are going to have an 8-week course for 8 participants. And the idea for that is to have them gain confidence and develop skills in public speaking, and for them then to go and do a final presentation, in which I'm hoping will be in the Scottish Parliament, which I'm currently working on. And then I kind of hope that RNIB might look at that and find a way to continue it, possibly develop it, and see if we can get the participants to either train other people to do public speaking or to be able to go to events with RNIB and promote Connect and RNIB as an organisation, charity, or even do any other type of public speaking. It might be completely different to any sight loss related sort of topics. And so the aim is purely for them to go and learn how to do public speaking and hopefully go and use the skills that they learn in other parts of their life.
Stephen, what advice would you give to anyone that's going through sight loss issues, or maybe in a position you were when they were unemployed and are looking to get into charity work?
Certainly never give up, that's for sure. That's the one thing you can't do. Don't let the mentality of being in that situation defeat you. And if you are living with sight loss, then Connect, for me, I would certainly recommend getting involved, get in touch with RNIB and find out more, because it has changed me. It has made me become more active in the community. It's got me travelling around. It's made me meet more people, learn more about different sight loss conditions.
Giving you more self-worth.
Yes, exactly. So if you really are in a situation where you're not getting any social opportunities, or struggling for work, or struggling to adapt to living with sight loss, either physically or mentally, then certainly get in touch with RNIB and we will find a way to accommodate your individual needs and get you back out and involved with society again.
Now, Stephen, you need your targets to be raised for, is it the 30th of June?
30th of June is my final deadline, yes.
And if anyone would like to help out and contribute, how can they do so?
So if you're looking for my Just Giving page online to donate, the website is justgiving.com, and then when you go into justgiving.com, there will be a search bar. So if you look onto the search bar and type in Stephen Sutherland, and that's Stephen spelt with a V, and Sutherland is S-U-T-H-E-R-L-A-N-D, and then also type in Durban, then that should bring up my project. there'll be a little detail. It does actually say on my Just Giving page that the required amount is 2,100. The reason for being is because Just Giving actually charged, so you've got to put it slightly higher than your intended target. I have an RNIB email address, which is Stephen, again spelled with a V, .Sutherland@rnib.org.uk. You could use this email address, email me with any questions regarding the project, and if you need any further information on how to donate, please get in touch. Please donate to the project, as it will be a massive help for me, and it's hugely appreciated. All the work that's going into this South Africa project, all the help that I've had raising money from different sources, has been absolutely fantastic, and I appreciate every single effort that's going into this, and I thank you in advance for any donations.
Stephen, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. You're certainly an inspirational young man. I wish you all the best with it. In the meantime, thank you for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.